Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The city of North Pole is considering military facility zone designation. A state law created the option as a means of helping to retain military bases and spur development around them. Mayor Bryce Ward says it's a good fit for North Pole.
North Pole is strategically located, I'd say, between Fort Wainwright and Eielson, and it does create a very neat opportunity for investment in the community.
Mayor Ward says the designation allows military-related businesses interested in setting up shop access to special government financing.
Whether it be through ADA or AHSC, it also does create opportunities for the council to take a look at special provisions, maybe tax incentives.
Ward says the designation does not commit the city to anything, but is important as the Air Force expands operations at nearby Eielson Air Force Base. The North Pole City Council considers an ordinance at a meeting tonight authorizing application for the military facility zone designation. Fairbanks Folk School is a step closer to moving to Pioneer Park. The North Star Borough Assembly has approved a resolution authorizing the mayor to enter into a lease agreement with the Folk School, a collective of local experts who teach courses in everything from drawing to boat building and farming.
We think it's a good thing for the park to, add some new activities in the park that are relevant to the culture of our town and our history.
Borough Mayor Chief of Staff Jim Williams says it'll take a few weeks to work out a contract and get permits for the Folk School to move to a building that's the current site of an Alaska Native Village exhibit and museum. Williams says borough workers are packing and archiving artifacts that were on display there.
There's a number of local Native organizations that have taken interest in some of the artifacts and items in that museum. So we're cataloging them. We think that they belong with folks and organizations that would be able to display them and show them off.
Williams says borough officials decided to offer the space to the Folk School in hope that it might attract more visitors.
We're just not getting a lot of traffic in that building. Our numbers showing, we might get 5 people a week come in the building, and we're staffing a person 8 hours a day, and they're just sitting there babysitting it.
The Folk School declined comment on the move until after it's official. Williams says the Folk School should be moving into Pioneer Park by the end of the summer. The Denali Highway is open. The Alaska Department of Transportation reports that clearing crews working from both ends of the 135-mile road, which connects the Parks and Richardson Highways, met Friday at mile 37 near McLaren Summit. The Denali Highway's opening was delayed a week by a heavy snowpack that accumulated over the winter, followed by several spring storms. The DOT cautions that some sections of the highway are rough and recommends drivers check Alaska 511 before traveling the road, and to carry enough food and water as well as appropriate clothing and a first aid kit. I'm Dan Bross.